This the midnight hour. Hold on, people. This the midnight hour.
Say what?
This the midnight hour. Hold on, people. This the midnight hour. This the midnight hour. Hold on, people. This the midnight hour.
Say what?
This the midnight hour. Hold on, people. This the midnight hour. This the midnight hour. Hold on, people. This the midnight hour.
Say what?
This the midnight hour. Hold on, people. This the midnight hour.
Yo, what up? What up? What up? You already know, man. It's your boy Highs. Back in effect, man. We back like we never motherfucking left. Damn, we did leave though. We left y'all for a minute, but y'all had to understand, man. We had shows, we had bookings, we had a whole bunch of things going on. I want to remind y'all that the 27th is the motherfucking gathering, people. The longest hip-hop event in Philadelphia. You already know, man. Your boy going show up, show out. And hopefully all you rappers, MCs, B-boys, poppers, lockers, and dancers, come on out and have some motherfucking fun, man. That's what we all about. So let's hit you off with the first song of the day. Let's go.
Tell me what it is.
Bringing back the number one topic that everybody love, from DM to Guts. Man, hit us with that intro.
It's DM to Guts, DM to Guts, man, just tell me stories. It's DM to Guts, DM to Guts, man, just tell me stories. Really don't make it boring, really don't make it boring. It's DM to Guts, DM to Guts, man, just tell me stories.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? So we gonna get into the first one of the first DM to Guts story. Let's go, man. Tell your story.
Hi, my name is Patrice. So, this is my DM to Guts story. By the way, I love the show. So, one day, just me and my girls, we were just chilling, and this guy hit me in my DMs, and I was like, what the fuck? So I so happened to fully have a conversation with him. And as we are having this conversation, I just wanted to see what he wanted. So as we having this conversation and it goes on and on, I actually started to see that he actually wanted to get to know me, wanted to talk to me, wanted to just, you know, see what was on my mind and stuff. And it really made me attracted to him. So one day, like 2 weeks later, I asked him to come over. We started watching TV. You can call it Netflix and chilling. And as we're sitting there doing it, he started to rub his hands against my thighs. And I looked like I kind of didn't want to do it, but he was just so cute. After that,
You seen his what?
Dick and hard.
What? And hold up.
When I just seen how big it was, I was just like, fuck it, let me just do it one time. And so happens that guy happens to be my boyfriend till today. Like, we have been working together, like, and like now he works at my job with me, and we are just so happy. But anyway, that's my DM for that story.
Wait, whoa. So you telling me all you seen was like his Woody coming along and you just like hopped his bones? Hold on, Patrice, you gotta come back. You gotta come back. I need some explanations or something. Come back. Call back up here. But until she called back, y'all, let's move on with the next story. Looks like we got Tyrone. Tyrone, speak your piece, man. We'll disguise your voice for you.
Yo, well, can I ask you a question first? Miss Homie.
Yeah, man, you can ask me a question. What up? What's the question?
Okay, first, I just want to ask a question before I get my story. So where Pamela G been at? Like, what's been going on? Like, where she been up to?
Oh, no, man, you got to follow Pamela G at Pamela G Music, man. Yo, she out here doing great things. She out here doing shows, man. Y'all better start paying attention. She about to get her own radio show. Pay attention, bro.
Oh, okay, that's cool. All right, so here's my deal with that story. So, one day I seen like one of these Instagram model chicks, right? And when I seen her, I was like, man, she ain't never gonna respond to my messages. So, I didn't know she lived in my hometown. Cause you know, like, I'm out of like Tennessee. So, as I like hit her in her DMs, when I did that, man, I was just like, man, she responded back, oh, now I'm gonna wax that ass. Like, I'm just getting all the motherfucking. All the pussy from the flood, bro.
What, nigga? You gonna hit it and quit it and dip on a chick?
So, next thing you know, I was talking to her, and she hit me with the, are you trying to come out? Trying to come to the bar? And then I was like, yeah, you know, I come to the bar, you know, I sit there with you for a minute, you know. Turns out this bitch had no money, no nothing, I ended up paying for everything, so it was like she might as well have given her pussy. So, like, not only the fact I was in her DMs for like 2 weeks, like, I was just constantly saying little things, responding to her, like, little instant messages and stuff like that, just trying to get her to hear my attention. But back to we at the bar, and every year, I started to notice, you know what I mean, she started playing on her phone, I kind of just wanted, like, you know, her attention on me, just so I can, you know, just so I can finagle my way into getting the drawers, you feel me, big homie?
Kinda, yeah, bro. Go ahead, keep talking.
So, next thing you know, she said she needed a ride, we was leaving. So she said she needed a ride, I gave her a ride back to her spot. She asked me to come up.
Alright, she asked you to come up, but, nigga, you gotta think, that might sound like a setup.
No, big homie, that wasn't a setup, but, you know. You know, if it was, it would happen, but you know. Yeah, so I got up here, you know, she asked me what I'm into, what I do, and I told her what I did and stuff like that. She liked my job. We started talking, she said she used to be a stripper at first, but she did Instagram model stuff and it started to pay off. And next thing I know, you know, she just gave me a kiss and you know, I got it down on her, and we just start doing all this crazy wild shit. You know, pussy was kind of whack, though. But, you know, I did it a few more times, you know. I got video of it for the homies and shit. But at the end, yeah, like, to the day, like, she's still been on my phone now, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that's my DM the best story to you, homie.
Alright, so, whoa. You hit it a few more times. That mean the pussy might not been whack, you know what I mean? That's all I want to say, man. If the pussy was whack, you wouldn't have hit it a few more times. Well, I don't know. You might have. But, alright, man. Thanks for giving us your DM the gut story. You know what I mean? So, on that note, we're going to hit you off with the next song. Then we got time for one more DM the gut story. So, on that note, let's go.
Spiral, yeah. It was raised off love, I was raised off survival, yeah. Growing up, I ain't really had no fucking idol, so I had to go and get it on my own, I had to make a title, yeah. Ooh, can't believe it, shorty done left me at the same time I was grieving. Pull up the gas and light it up, I get to achieve it. Up all night, we having comments with the demons. Tunnel vision in the Hellcat.
close, I move strategic. My life got me spinning, yeah, that shit is in the spiral. Yeah. You was raised off love, I was raised on survival. Yeah. Growing up, I ain't really had no fucking idol. No. I had to go and get it on my own, I had to make a title.
I just wanna get a boat and jump into a wave. Cause every day I pray, but think I stay the same. Oh, I don't wanna die, man, you know I keep the fame. Oh. It really sucked growing up in these streets. Remember days hustle on the blocks and get something to eat. Niggas tryna take me on my spot just for the greed. Got my mama in the crib and she praying for me. That I don't die in these streets, so they kill her down. See the pain in my eyes, so you know it's real. Yeah, I had to get it with my bro. That's my day one, so you know that I'm on go.
Got me spinning, yeah, that shit is in the spiral, yeah. You was raised off love, I was raised on survival, yeah.
Let me tell you what it is, honey. Ben did that for you, did done it. I'ma show you how to play done. Now you in your feelings. I'm a bitch, yeah, no, I'm a G. Don't front, don't play with me. That's right, don't front, don't play with me.
Midnight Hour 215. It's your boy Highs. My co-host Pamela G not here right now, so you already know what it, we about to do. Act the fool. She the voice of reason, I'm the demon. But understand, man, I give it up to all y'all artists out here trying just to make music. Like, we all try to be things and do things that we want to do in life, and if you not out here trying, you out here failing. What do it take in life for y'all actually to get what you want, do what you want, do what you feel to do? You want to run a clothesline? Get up and do it. You want to make music? Get up and do it. You want to run for president? Get up and do it, because we need a new damn president. Just saying. But just be you. I state this quote every time we do this. Be a voice, not an echo. Be a leader, not a follower. Be your own voice. Sometimes you might lead yourself to another echo of somebody else. But if that echo was there to teach you a lesson, let it teach you a lesson. I always say this on the show too. Money not easy, success not easy, and life not easy, man. Especially when the life you live, you love it. None of that stuff is easy. I just want everybody to follow through and do what they want to do. Man. Matter of fact, I'm going to just get into some more music. Y'all don't need to hear me talk. Y'all don't need to hear none. Y'all just want to listen to more artists. So, let's get into this next song. Let's go.
Niggas, how I feel, real. It's how I feel, nigga. Really. Watch. cause I don't give a fuck what you talk about. I suggest you walk it out, hit me with that 9 milli, shock him out. Now you laying on the floor, flat stiff, click clack, the gat spits, shells make your back flip. God damn, I'm bringing tears to his mama's eyes. Another homicide, that's what you get if niggas out of line, cop the knives, round the time. I push that work on the block, don't flip the rock, and I ain't working for no 9 to 5. Ooh, she says she smell me from a mile away. Maybe it's that Kush or that pound of his. Rolling on J's that go around for days. I'm so high you can't find me cause I'm out of space. Forgive me Lord, I got lost on the way to church. My life happened so I had to get that paper first. Ain't no doubt in my mind, I know that Satan lurks. I pray to God that Lord Jesus come and saves the earth. Devil tempts my soul, full body head control. Cause all I think about is bread and getting hair from hoes. Voice back in my mind, they're screaming let me go. But will this shit ever stop? Shit you never know. Young popper, gun dotter, bus choppers, front partner and get flung by the pump shots. Pop stone, no sons hotter. All my niggas slung prodder. We really do this, you niggas one time. Say a prayer for my enemies. Crack on the sea. Now let's have a toast for those that envy me. A nigga woozy, woozy up off that brown water. I got that loud, you niggas smoking on brown quarters. If you need it, I'm around the corner. Just ask for pop. I got that rope that'll get you higher than astronauts. I told myself that I would stop selling drugs and only do it till I knew my cake was up. But the devil really tempt me. I couldn't afford to go through life with my bankroll all empty.
Forgive me Lord, I got lost on the way to church. My life happened so I had to get that paper first. Ain't no doubt in my mind, I know that Satan lurks. I pray to God that Lord Jesus come and saves the earth. The devil tempts my soul, full body head control. Cause all I think about is bread and getting hair from hoes. Voice back in my mind, they're screaming let me go. But will this shit ever stop? Shit you never know.
Lord Jesus, my nightmares. Save me Jesus, though. Yeah. Save me Jesus. Yeah, this devil really got my soul.
Yo, what up, what up, what up, man? We just here to give a big shout out to all the countries, all the states that's been supporting us. So we're going to start with the United States, which is California, Pennsylvania, Oakland, Maryland, Texas, Wyoming, Virginia, New Jersey, Delaware, New York, Georgia, North Carolina. And that's just in the states and so much more in the states. I just want to give a big shout out to the U.S. that's been supporting us, for the people that's in the U.S. Now, in the United Kingdoms, it's just England as a whole that's just been supporting us, listening to us. Matter of fact, it's Mainstone. Mainstone been listening to us kind of heavy. Man, Mainstone in United Kingdom, I mess with y'all. Switzerland, it ain't give me no information on Switzerland, but it letting us know Switzerland listen to us. Russia, thank you Russia for, you know, being here. Listen to Canada, big shout out to Canada. Let's see how many. Let's check out Poland. You know, well, it's just saying Poland as a whole. The Philippines. Yo, I give it up to all y'all that stay listening to us on the Midnight Hour 215. Man, without y'all, there will be no us. And without us, there is nothing to say anything about that. Because we give y'all a voice. We give y'all a chance to get that radio play. Everybody doing it for clout. We just doing it for the love of music. If you got good music, you got good music. If you got corny music, we going to play it. But you're going to be the joke of the day. You know what I mean? But understand, support all your local artists. Friends, not friends. Just give them their props. They out here working hard. They out there being them. Man, matter of fact, let's do some little Instagram scoping. All right? So, we're going to do a little Instagram scoping. Chanel Reckless, she's actually an Instagram model, man. Shout out to her, man. She be checking out all of the Instagram posts, you definitely listening to us on the Midnight Hour 215. She recently just posted on her page just for showing love and said she really like when we go off and just support. Chanel, Reckless, I'm telling you. Send me a video of you just listening to the Midnight Hour 215. Pick your favorite episode and just let us know, man, what you be listening to. Let us know if you want us to do some more crazy topics, like what would be your favorite superpower. Y'all already know my favorite superpower, go gadget condom dick. You feel me? Being safe out here slinging this wood in the streets. But yeah, and if you were stuck on an island for 12 years, what would you bring with you if you stuck on an island for 12 years? You know, that's one of my favorites. And you already know, from DM to Guts. And, you know, Pamela G got her own segment on here, but she's not here, so we cannot play it. So, on that note, thank you for listening to the Midnight Hour 215. And stay tuned for the next episode, because we got way much more music. We just making this a short one. You know what I mean? You dig?
This is Midnight Hour. Hold on, people. This is Midnight Hour.
Say what?
This is Midnight Hour. Hold on, people. This is Midnight Hour. This is Midnight Hour. Hold on, people. This is Midnight Hour.
Say what?
This is Midnight Hour. Hold on, people. This is Midnight Hour. This is Midnight Hour. Hold on, people. This is Midnight Hour.
Say what?
This is Midnight Hour. Hold on, people. This is Midnight Hour.